Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
For many evaluation teams that are looking at potential ERP systems, SAP S/4HANA is often in the short list or toward the top of the list. I'm going to provide an independent review of the strengths and weaknesses of S/4HANA and provide everything you need to know before evaluating the solution. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients with their digital transformation journeys. We regularly help companies through their ERP selection processes, and SAP S/4HANA is one of the most common ones that are evaluated simply because it has such a large market share. A lot of larger organizations that we work with are already using a legacy SAP product, and so S/4HANA is a natural shortlist option for a lot of organizations. And just like every system out there, S/4HANA has its strengths and weaknesses, its pros and cons and trade-offs, and I want to talk candidly about what some of those trade-offs are here today. Before I get started, I'll just note that Third Stage and myself, none of us are affiliated with SAP or any other vendor for that matter, so our goal is to give you a completely technology agnostic and objective view of the strengths and weaknesses of S/4HANA. Now, let's start with the strengths of S/4HANA. There's a lot of things that S/4HANA can bring to the table. The first thing is standardization. S/4HANA's strength, just like some of the legacy SAP products like ECC and R3, its strength is helping companies standardize its business processes. It's built for big companies, it's built for complex companies, and it's built for organizations that are looking for efficiency of throughput in common business transactions and common business processes in a way that brings the entire organization together. So that's one of the biggest strengths that S/4HANA brings to the table, especially if you compare it to systems like Oracle or Microsoft Dynamics, which are generally more flexible systems that almost give you too much leash to change the software too much. S/4HANA is a system that drives more standardization in a way that helps enable that standardization if that's what's important to you as an organization. Another strength of S/4HANA is the breadth of capabilities. A lot of multinational, diversified organizations across the world are using S/4HANA. And so S/4HANA is built for these larger, more complex organizations, companies that do complex manufacturing or procurement or financial services, distribution companies, retail. There's a lot of different capabilities built within S/4HANA. And being the largest ERP provider in the space, dealing with the largest and most diversified organizations, it almost has to have that breadth of capability. And so that's one of the biggest strengths that the product brings, is that breadth of capability. Now, one word of warning as it relates to this strength, for those of you that have used ECC or R3 in the past or any of the other legacy SAP products, is that S/4HANA isn't quite caught up yet in terms of the breadth of capabilities of the older solutions. They're well on their way. They have more breadth of capability than a lot of ERP systems in the market right now. But as SAP continues its transition from ECC to S/4HANA, not all those capabilities are brought over yet to this new platform. So that's one thing to keep in mind, but in general, that's still a strength of S/4HANA. Another big strength of SAP being the largest ERP software provider in the space is that they have a big research and development or R&D budget. They are investing heavily in new technologies, things like artificial intelligence and machine learning, and a lot of bleeding edge, cutting edge technologies and capabilities that a lot of ERP systems don't have yet. And quite frankly, a lot of other ERP systems are trying to emulate those capabilities. So SAP is on the forefront of a lot of different technologies. Blockchain, for example, is another example that comes to mind. So a lot of things that they're doing to invest heavily in R&D really bodes well for the future of users of S/4HANA, because they can take comfort knowing that a lot of money is being invested in the product to make it better as time goes on. And finally, a more technical strength of the product is the HANA platform itself, the HANA database. Now, SAP built the HANA database to decrease its dependency on Oracle to provide the databases, which is kind of strange because SAP and Oracle compete against one another in the ERP space, but SAP is actually a customer of Oracle for providing the Oracle databases to SAP for some of those legacy SAP products. So with S/4HANA, they created their own database, their own HANA architecture that performs very well. It's very fast. It performs in real time, so you can get real-time visibility into transactions and work in progress and financial information. And every vendor says they can do that. Every ERP vendor out there just about will focus on the real-time performance, real-time analytics, and that sort of thing. But SAP's database actually allows them to do that with the way it's built. I'm not going to get into the technicalities of how it's built. There's other videos out there on YouTube that'll explain that to you. But in general, HANA and the platform is world-class. It's a cutting-edge type of database and architecture that allows for a faster performance for the ERP system itself as it relates to analytics.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, just like every ERP system out there and every independent review that we've done on the YouTube channel, there are weaknesses to S/4HANA as well, in addition to the strengths that I've mentioned here. And the first one is lack of flexibility. On one hand, I mentioned that standardization and common business processes is a strength of the product. But if you are a diversified company that has decentralized operations, that values flexibility and nimbleness, that standardization can actually work against you and create a lack of flexibility that makes it difficult to change the software to keep up with your business needs. Now, this is especially true when you compare S/4HANA to some of the other products out there. I mentioned two of the other leaders in the marketplace, Microsoft Dynamics 365 and Oracle ERP Cloud. Those are two examples of products that are generally more flexible than S/4HANA. They may not be able to drive the standardization of S/4HANA, but they can drive flexibility better than S/4HANA in general. So that's one thing to keep in mind, is that you're gaining in the area of standardization, common business processes, but you may be losing on the side of flexibility. So it's a matter of what's most important to you as an organization. Another challenge with S/4HANA is its complexity. Because it's so robust, because it's so big, it's so diverse, it does so many different things. You change one little piece over here, it's going to affect all these other pieces over here. And that simplified example of how one change upstream can affect other changes that can be very complex is a good reminder of just recognizing that the software is a big machine that's hard to build and hard to configure compared to other systems out there in the marketplace. So the complexity is something to be aware of, and you want to make sure that you have the internal competencies to be able to manage that complexity. And this is especially true since SAP has acquired other third-party systems now and brought it into the fold of S/4HANA. Things like Qualtrics, SuccessFactors on the human capital management side of things, Concur on time and expense reporting, Ariba on the procurement side. Those are just a few examples of some of the acquisitions that SAP has made recently to try and shore up some of the gaps in the core S/4HANA capabilities. And they've almost created this best-of-breed model now with these other third-party solutions that now need to integrate back to S/4HANA. So that adds a layer of complexity that could also be difficult for some organizations to manage. Another factor to consider here is cost and risk. Generally, S/4HANA implementations cost more than other implementations. Generally, they're higher risk. Now, it's important to recognize, though, that part of that is solution-based. Part of the cost and risk is because of the solution itself being complex, being big, being difficult to deploy in some cases. But it's also a function of the businesses themselves that are trying to deploy S/4HANA. Generally, S/4HANA customers are bigger, they're more complex, and they're more inherently going to be investing heavily in whatever ERP system they invest in because they're so big and complex. So part of it's related to S/4HANA itself, but part of it's also related to the typical customer profile that's trying to implement S/4HANA. But regardless, that's something worth noting, that in general, the cost and risk of S/4HANA tends to be higher than other systems out there in the marketplace. Another factor to consider is the maturity of their cloud solution and of the S/4HANA solution in general. Now, one thing that's good about S4HANA is that you can deploy it on-premise, you can deploy it in the cloud, and you can also deploy a multi-tenant SaaS, which means multiple subscribers to the same instance, for lack of a better word, of the software. But the thing to keep in mind is that not all the capabilities from ECC and R3 have been brought over to S4HANA, neither the on-premise or the cloud solution. So it's important to recognize that just because you've seen a certain function or you know that ECC could handle a certain function very well, doesn't mean that S4HANA does that well yet. In fact, we have a lot of clients that have deployed the software and found some fairly significant gaps in areas like manufacturing, product lifecycle management, advanced planning, and some other areas. So even though S4HANA and SAP as a company is investing heavily in R&D, I have no doubt they'll eventually get there. There's still some capabilities that are missing from S4HANA as they make the transition to fully commit to S4HANA. So I hope this has provided a balanced view of some of the strengths and weaknesses of S4HANA. I encourage you to, anytime you're evaluating S4HANA or any other product or comparing them side by side or against other systems, encourage you to get a objective view of what those strengths and weaknesses are. Really define what your needs are, what your priorities are, and evaluate S4HANA and other options against those requirements. It's easy to get caught up in the bells and whistles and the new technologies, but at the end of the day, we need to look at what are your business processes and how does the technology best support that or not. So I hope you found this information useful. I encourage you to download some of the resources we've included below. I've included a guide to a successful SAP S4HANA transformation. That'll provide you some additional guidance if you're about to embark on an S4HANA transformation. And I've also included a number of other resources below that I hope will help you. I also encourage you to reach out to me. If you're about to start your SAP project, you're trying to decide if SAP is right for you or not, I've grown up in this space for a long time. We're technology agnostic. I'd be happy to be a sounding board for you as you continue your journey. So I hope you have a great day and we'll chat soon.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.